broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. But you can find the fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out and move mountains. We gon' walk it out, move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. Yes, I'll rise up high like the waves. I'll rise up in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand. I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet and move mountains, take it to its feet, move mountains. And I rise up, I rise like the day. Together we will rise.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judith Hill and the Las Vegas House of Blues Gospel Choir. Ladies and gentlemen, Raiders owner, Mark Davis.
Woo! Good evening. For the Raiders to be successful and ultimately win, it takes teamwork. Nowhere has the notion of teamwork been better displayed or more evident than in Las Vegas on the evening of October 1st, 2017, when, with the world watching, Mayor Carolyn Goodman, County Commissioner Steve Sisolak, Representative Dina Titus, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, their staffs, all the first responders, emergency health care workers, and local citizenry seamlessly worked together to bring a sense of safety and security to a situation that without teamwork could have resulted in chaos. The Raiders are proud and honored to be joining such a special team, for together we are Vegas strong. Tonight, we are celebrating another display of teamwork. When we told you, help us build it, and we will come, you all answered our call. We formed a partnership, a public-private partnership, a partnership in which everyone wins. And tonight, as a result of that partnership, we are breaking ground on the most magnificent stadium right here in the entertainment capital of the world. For all the players, coaches, administrators, and fans who over the years have proudly worn the silver and black, this is our field of dreams. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for helping make this dream become reality. Before passing it to our Master of Ceremonies, I would like to introduce someone very special to me, the First Lady of the Raider Nation, my mom, Carol Davis. I'm so happy she could be here to witness this historic event. I only wish my father could be here as well, but I know he's up there smiling proudly. For he always said that the greatness of the Raiders is in its future. And thanks to all of you, the future is now. Las Vegas, the Raiders are coming. Raider Nation, please welcome Mr. George Lopez, our Master of Ceremonies.
Thank you, everybody. And listen, thank you so much, Mark, for asking me to be part of the tonight's ceremonies for the groundbreaking of the new stadium. I am a tremendous Raider fan. I've always been. I let my hair go a magnificent combination of the silver and black. But when I was growing up, I idolized people like Mr. Jim Plunkett, who was here, the coach Tom Flores, the beautiful Howie Long, the incredible Ray Guy. I don't remember my first kiss, but I remember where I was when I saw Ray Guy punt for the first time. Incredible. All right, so later, and I mean, you know, I was fortunate enough to meet the guys, and they are amazing, and the organization is amazing, and so are the coaches. This is a first-class organization built on passion. It's built on loyalty and pride, and not only on the football field, but in the community as well. So on behalf of the Raiders organization, we would like to welcome some special members of the Las Vegas community who are here with us today, First responders. Yes? Yeah. Thank you, first responders. The University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Nellis Air Force Base. Chambers of Commerce. The Boys and Girls Club, Opportunity Village, and Safe Nest. And all the union representatives, very important. Union representatives, thank you. The construction representatives, same section. And Las Vegas Youth Sports, yeah. I spent enough time in Las Vegas to know just how special it is. It's compassionate, it's hardworking, and it's those people that make it this way. So thank you again for everything that you've done and will continue to do to make Las Vegas a wonderful, incredible city that it already is. So to everyone here, thank you for allowing me to be part of this. It's an important moment for the Las Vegas Raiders and for Las Vegas. So now I'd like to introduce someone who is in an occupation where you need to be tough, you'll be able to take a hit. If you want to last, I don't know what he runs the 40 in, but let's welcome your governor of the fine state of Nevada, who believed in this project from the beginning, your Honorable Brian Sandoval.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Well, now it's real, right? Yeah. This is one of the most transformative moments, I believe, in the history of Las Vegas. And before I get into some of my thank yous, I too want to offer the thanks from the bottom of my heart to Sheriff Lombardo, the men and women of Metro, Las Vegas Fire, our first responders. There's just so many heroes out there that makes me so proud at this moment to be a Nevadan. Just incredible. But Mark, welcome to the Nevada family. The Raider Nation is now part of the Nevada family. Thank you. And Mrs. Davis, you must be so proud of your son. You know, and I'll share just a quiet moment that I had with Mark in Carson City. And he's told this story over and over again. And we looked each other in the eye, and we shook hands, and we said, this is a deal, and we're both men of our word. And Mark Davis is a man of integrity, and he's a man of his word, and I cannot wait until the Raiders come to Las Vegas because of you. Mm-hmm. And Commissioner Goodell, welcome to Las Vegas. We're very happy that you're here. I know you can't say so, but I don't know if there's a better backdrop in America, if not the world, for an NFL stadium, right? And our Rebel fans, we're going to have a home field for the UNLV Rebels, right? Yeah. And Madam Mayor and Chairman Sisolak, thank you very much for your leadership. Please give them a big hand. Steve Hill from the Southern Nevada Infrastructure Committee, this wouldn't have happened without you. Please give him a big hand. And the men and women of labor, thank you very much for your support. Yeah. So as I said, this is going to be a transformational moment for all of us. And again, just throwing it out there, Mr. Commissioner, Super Bowl by 2025, right? Yeah. World Cup. It just, as I said, I'm really honored and pleased to be here. On behalf of the people of the great state of Nevada, welcome to our state. Welcome to our family. We really look forward to you coming all here. You know, they call us the Silver and State, or the Silver State, and you know now we are the Silver and Black State. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor. Well done. Give him a nice round of applause. The governor of the state of Nevada. I would be remiss if I didn't introduce a couple of people. The Midnight Idol, Mr. Wayne Newton is here. Wayne? And the Chicano Midnight Idol, Mr. Carlos Santana. And Cindy Blackman Santana. Thank you, Governor. And the Raiders have a rich history of success with 15 divisional titles, 4 AFC championships, AFL championship, as well as 3 Super Bowl victories. The NFL has always been fully supportive of the Raiders and their move to the great city of Las Vegas, and we are even more privileged that he is here with us today. Everybody knows, Governor just introduced him. So please welcome to the stage, with a little more applause, the Commissioner of the National Football League, Mr. Roger Goodell.
Thank you. Thank you. Governor, you're right on the setting. It's incredible. Only in Vegas can you turn a groundbreaking ceremony into a show. That's how great it is here. So, but thank you, George, and thank you, Mark and Mrs. Davis, for inviting me to be here with you today, with the governor, the mayor, the chairman, and so many other people who really helped make the Raiders Las Vegas' team. The Raiders hold a special place in the hearts of football fans around the world, and we appreciate how they've been embraced by the state of Nevada and the city of Las Vegas. This community has a clear vision, which is a tribute to the political and business leadership, relentless, determined, and laser-focused, and labor-focused too, by the way, guys. There you go. But your team earned it, and now you're on your way to building a state-of-the-art stadium and creating the impact that you all envisioned originally. It's the get-it-done state, and that's the attitude of people here in Las Vegas that will help raise the bar for sports and entertainment experiences and make this stadium the place to be, not just for football, but for other events throughout the year for all of Las Vegas and fans around the world for years to come. That's what all of you, Mark and the Raiders organization, have planned for this stadium, which will be seen around the world as a reflection of the spirit of Las Vegas, a resilient city on the rise. Mark, I'm proud to be here with you today. The Raiders, legendary players, so many of them, and of course, the faithful fans of Raider Nations. This is a very significant day in the franchise's storied history and a tangible symbol of the team's future here in Las Vegas. And the people of Las Vegas, to law enforcement, to the first responders, you showed us all courage and fight and how to work together. And we are so grateful for the way you responded and the spirit that you all showed us all. So thank you very much. And now, as an NFL city, we will work hard to continue to earn your support and make all of us proud. Congratulations, and thank you very much.
Hang on, Mr. Commissioner. All right. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Now, if you could come up back up here, Commissioner, as well as the Governor and Mark, we're going to have a couple opportunities to break the ground. We're going to break the ground first right here. Everybody don't. There's a lot of cameras here, so stay seated. Make sure you get some good shots here. The Raiders and the Las Vegas community have a lot of great work to get done together, and we can't wait a minute to get started. So we're going to get the first shovels into the ground right now. So, gentlemen, if you do the honor of putting on some hard hats, they'll be brought up. Usually we work without them, but it's all right. And the ceremonial shovels, which are being brought to you by Metro Officer Lieutenant Kendall Bell, Clark County Fire Department Battalion Chief Eric Politsky, and Henderson Flag Football Ethan Sines. They're all bringing the hats. Put them on, gentlemen. It's a momentous occasion. We want to capture the right moment. We're going to take a couple of pictures. That's the one right there that's probably going to go viral. So let's step up. Step up, guys. And let's put the shovels into the ground and hold it while everybody takes a picture. Yes? Mark, pull that shovel up with some dirt in it. Come on. Are these the first of many shovels that will build this magnificent stadium? Let's commemorate this with a photo of the three guys. The Raiders have found a home. Thank you, Governor Sandoval. Turn it over, yes. Thank you, Governor Mark Davis and Commissioner Goodell for so many ways laying the foundation of what this beautiful stadium is going to be. We have a video of this amazing city and the Raiders. They were built on shared foundation of determination and commitment to being the very best. Thank you, Commissioner. And today's groundbreaking symbolizes all of that. So if you would take a look at your video screens to see what was meant to be here in Las Vegas.
The most intriguing things in the world come from humble beginnings. Before there is a bustling city, there is dust. Before there are legends, there are trailblazers.
We hope the years ahead will be the most memorable for our fans and our organization.
Greatness of any kind is created just the same. Brick by brick.
Hello, I'm Bob Bloom, speaking from the new home for the Oakland Raiders.
These graceful columns rose well above the dam's crest and the canyon rims.
Victory after victory.
A 14-crown knockout victory for Sugar Ray Leonard.
John Madden goes on the shoulders of his players.
It takes time.
New light will brighten the strip.
Steve Wynn's goal here really to raise the bar.
Oakland's new Coliseum fills to capacity.
In the early 60s, I would think in terms of national, but now I'm thinking in terms of global.
It takes the right people.
Elvis in concert.
Art Shell has won in his Raider debut.
Originality.
This is the vacation capital of the world.
Just win, baby.
For generations, Las Vegas and the Raiders have cultivated legacies all their own.
Which team, by colors alone, is identifiable around the world? By slogan, commitment to excellence. All those things are the Raiders.
Pioneers and innovators in their own right.
There's a new development on the Strip that is changing everything.
The new home of Raider Nation.
Nevada has shown that Las Vegas is ready for the NFL.
My father used to say that the greatness of the Raiders is in its future.
Tonight, as they break new ground, they blaze a new trail together.
Very impressive. Congratulations. To all the future Raider kickers, they tell me that everything breaks toward the Excalibur. The Raiders organization prides itself on being a family, and our next presenter is a great example of just that. He began as an intern with the Raiders before completing college, ultimately being named president, tasked with finding the home that the Raider Nation always deserved. So, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Raiders, Mark Badane.
All right, Diane, knock it off.
I just want to take the moment in for a second, all right? I hope that's okay. We love you, too. During the past 20 months, as this project has gone from inception to groundbreaking, we often heard the word transformative. You heard the governor say it earlier to describe the project. The project is going to be transformative for the Raiders, transformative for the city, transformative for the state and the community as a whole. And while that certainly is true, transformative really means to substantially change for the better. And this project will immediately and permanently enhance this community, putting people to work right away and providing a lasting source of employment, economic activity, and civic pride for decades. As we've become familiar with Las Vegas and the residents and leaders of Clark County and the entire state of Nevada, we've learned that this is a remarkable community, full of entrepreneurs and innovators, caring and compassionate leadership, a community that evolves and continues to evolve. From fifth-generation Las Vegans to the newest resident, the landscape here is one of inclusion and welcoming, of diversity and progress and growth. We've seen what kind of community this is, and the recent tragic events that occurred here showed the world. The world watched, the world grieved with you, and the world was inspired by your courage, your compassion, and your actions. So that's why, in addition to using the word transformative to describe this project, we also look at it as an evolution. It's the continued evolution of a remarkable place, and the Raiders are proud to be part of that evolution. The stadium itself, thank you. The stadium itself will be a spectacular facility, a world-class venue in a world-class city, ready to host the world's biggest events. No other city is better suited. And now with this facility, there's no limit to the events that can be hosted here. Super Bowls, Final Fours, college football championships, the World Cup, the list goes on and on. It's also going to provide a new home for the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, a progressive institution with dynamic leadership continuing their evolution as a world-class university. UNLV, we're glad to be your partner. We're proud to be your partner. This evolution is also about creating jobs and putting people to work. I see you, Tommy. The next wave of massive growth and development for this region. The community's hungry for it, and they're primed to show the world what they can do on a project like this. Thanks to the folks at Local 872. Yeah! That wasn't a setup at all, huh? For their incredible support and loyalty during this process. We're excited to watch you and everybody else in the community construct this stadium, along with the jobs it's going to create once it's open. Now, there are so many people that deserve thanks for getting to this point, and I'll do my best to acknowledge them in a timely manner, but they deserve their moment. The list really starts with two visionaries, Governor Brian Sandoval and Mr. Sheldon Adelson. Because of your leadership and vision, we're all standing here today. To Mr. Adelson, Dr. Adelson, and the rest of the Sands family, Patrick, Rob G., Andy, Napoleon, Antarine, JT, Rob C., and everyone at the Sands who made this possible, thank you. Governor, thanks for teaching us what it means to be battle-born. You're a man of your word. That first meeting, you said it, and look where we are. Look what you did. We're here. To the members of the Nevada State Legislature, those that are here and those who are unable to make it, we appreciate your support and your swift actions, and we'll make you proud on and off the field. To the Clark County Commissioners and the amazing staff of people you have working behind the scenes that have provided guidance and counsel and cooperation, you're truly the linchpin of this evolution, and you manage an incredible amount of resources with professionalism, care, and vision. So thank you. Members of the Southern Nevada Tourism Infrastructure Committee, members of the Stadium Authority Board, thank you for volunteering your time and representing your community in ways that are progressive, encourage responsible growth, and continue to incentivize investment. To Mayor Goodman and the City of Las Vegas, our friends from Northern Nevada, President Jessup and everyone from UNLV, Majestic Realty, Jeremy Aguero and your team at Applied Analysis, our stadium project team that's here today, everyone else that's contributed to this project. Today's for you as well. To Commissioner Goodell and the NFL staff in attendance, and NFL owners Mr. Kraft, Mr. Kroenke, and Mr. Spanos, it's an honor to have you here. We appreciate your support, and we thank you for believing in this community. We look forward to hosting you here and letting you experience firsthand what we've learned about this community and how incredible it truly is. To my Rock, my lovely wife Amy, and my family, thank you for your love, support, and daily inspiration. Hi, Mom. And last but not least, our Raider family. We live by once a Raider, always a Raider. Players, coaches, alumni, Raiderettes, and the entire staff that made it here today. This project is our chance to continue to show the world what kind of community partner we are, what kind of entertainment product we can deliver, and how we can serve the entire Raider Nation in this incredible new home. To Mrs. Davis and MD, the Raider family, it only exists because of your family's lifelong commitment to excellence. Your sense of loyalty and love for this organization is unwavering, and we all love you back, and we'll always represent you with honor, pride, and poise. Congratulations. Okay, let's move some dirt. I'd like to ask a few people to come up on the stage for the next ceremonial dig. From the Raiders, Dan Ventrelli, whose tireless efforts are a real driving force for this project. Steve Hill, who as the chairman of the Syntic Committee and the Stadium Authority Board, has effectively managed and navigated one challenge after another with precision and success. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman, whose constant support from day one was a testament to the city she's helped build and grow. And finally, where's hashtag here to help? Where are you? Clark County Commissioner Steve Sisolak. Every time I call him, he answers the phone. Here to help! And he backs it up. He backs it up every day with a tireless work ethic and incredible leadership. So come on up, guys.
It is good to be wearing red in a black and silver world, because this is the heartbeat of Las Vegas, and we welcome our Raider family here. This is so exciting for us, and I have to assure you that I met Al Davis and his lovely wife, Carol, back in 64 for the first time. They were staying at the Desert Inn, and they came over to the Riviera where I was working, and they brought an annoying child. And that annoying child kept coming back every time they came back here. But we love you, Mark. And Mrs. Davis, Carol, God bless your husband. He's up there, and we know that. And so today, from the Office of the Mayor of Las Vegas, I have a proclamation. I won't read it all because I was told to be very brief. But founded in 1960 with a beloved fan base the world over, this glorious team has epitomized pride and poise, along with commitment to excellence for over 50 years. And whereas to date, the Silver and Black have won 3 Super Bowl championships and have had 12 players, 1 coach, and their performing, pioneering and visionary owner, the late, great Al Davis, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And whereas Las Vegas is the undisputed entertainment capital of the world and offers visitors and residents alike the finest in hospitality, amenities, and unparalleled customer service. And the last, whereas, the joining of the Las Vegas Raiders and Las Vegas will undoubtedly be the envy of professional sport teams and cities throughout the land. And there is no doubt that the greatness of the Raiders lies in the future, right here in fabulous Las Vegas. Therefore, I, the mayor of the city of Las Vegas, County of Clark, State of Nevada, hereby proudly proclaim the month and the day November 13, 2017, as Las Vegas Raiders Day in the city of Las Vegas, urging all residents and visitors to join me in welcoming our new football team to the community as we break ground on the new state-of-the-art stadium. Best wishes are extended for many years of success as the Raiders just win, baby, and become a vital, integral part of our community. Thank you very much.
I want to thank you all, obviously, for being here tonight. This is a momentous occasion for us in Las Vegas and Clark County. First off, Mrs. Davis, thank you very much. I'm sure you've got the only son who goes by initials, MD. I mean, we all know him as MD. And Mark Madane, the great job that they've done for us here. But I want to point you to something. We've got the sheriff in the front row. Joe, if I could ask you to stand just a second. On October 1st, this gentleman stepped up like nobody else did to protect this community. We sincerely appreciate what he did. One of the first phone calls I got were from Mark Davis and Mark Madane asking how they could help. They had players in hospitals, in police stations, in fire stations, trying to help get us through that time. Those aren't just spotlights you see behind me. There are 58 lights there, representing the 58 lives that were lost on that fateful day. They have been our partners. They continue to be our partners. I want to thank my colleagues on the County Commission. I want to thank certainly the governor for calling the special session and our legislators for passing it, the SNTIC committee, the stadium authority, but other folks had a big influence. Our labor force, our building trades have been important to us, our carpenters, our teamsters, but Tommy White and 872 have been here every step of the way. Tommy. You got to teach some of these guys how to turn shovels, though, the way that last demonstration went, you know. But I want to thank you, Ms. Davis, from the bottom of my heart, everybody here in Southern Nevada and the great state of Nevada for what you've done and how you've helped us heal and how you've brought this community together. Thank you for what you're doing, what you continue to do. God bless Raider Nation.
Okay, this is the second groundbreaking, so we will have the people come up with the helmets and shovels, please. Also, it's Las Vegas Raider Day. Man, we got to get another tattoo. All right. Thank you. Get you a ceremonial shovels. Opportunity Village, Roger Burns. Safe Nest, Alfonso Hernandez. And Fuel Up to Play 60, Miranda Perez. Are bringing up the shovels. Chaparral High School football player, Trey Hodge. And the Chaparral High School cheerleader, Tatiana Castolo. You guys look great. Thank you. Okay. Let's get in the position for that. And I promise you that the gentleman in the middle of this room will be digging a lot faster and a lot, but this is great. Let's put the shovel in the ground. Hold it up. Great. You doing all right? They say it's going to take 3 years, but I think those guys right there can do it. I give them 8 months. What do you think, guys? Work out something with the permits. Well done. Well done. Thank you to our community representatives for helping us out. And I think if we hashtag that annoying child, we could get it trending. The Raiders couldn't be more excited to bring their unique Take No Prisoners play every second and do your best at all times to the football field, to a city that understands that and appreciates such efforts. So we have a video that's about to play. And does everybody stay up here? We have a video that's playing.
I had a dream that someday I would build the finest organization in professional sports.
As soon as I saw the Raiders on television, and the black, and the way they played, and the excitement, I wanted to be a Raider.
Raiders coaches.
John Madden goes on the shoulders of his players.
No let up. No let up. Let's go.
The greatest players.
You're enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
The greatest honor.
I always wanted to be a Raider.
I'm extremely proud to have been a Raider.
The flame that would burn brightest here is the will to win.
The silver and black are back.
You get everything I got.
Both quarters. A total domination. Let's go, Burgundy.
Khalil Mack got him.
And we can never forget those great fans. The roar would be deafening to see you all in those silver and black uniforms and have you all individually introduced to the roar of the crowd.
Myself. The Raiders thank all of you and the entire community of Las Vegas, because without you, we wouldn't be here tonight. And it is now official. Raider Nation is coming to Las Vegas, and it's coming with pride, and it's coming with poise, a commitment to excellence, and the just win baby spirit of Al Davis and the Raiders. And before you know it, the Raiders' new home, the Las Vegas Stadium, will be standing here on this exact spot. In all of its magnificent glory, the brightest city on earth just got a little bit brighter. So thank you for letting me host this historic event. And to all the Raider players, I love you. Now, to send us off with style, please welcome once again Judith Hill. Thank you, Judith.
Flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, but you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. In the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how.
Thank you for joining us for the Las Vegas Stadium groundbreaking ceremony.